The country's debate over immigration is escalating, and now it's arrived in Wyoming. A private company wants to build an immigration detention center on the outskirts of Evanston, on Wyoming's western border. This was met with great celebration by many local folks, like Uinta County Commissioner Craig Welling. To him, it means jobs.
We've been in boom and bust cycles, and that's been a challenge for our economy, because when it's good, it's been really good. And when it's been bust, it's been really not very good. And we're challenged right now with one of those downside times.
And Welling says those downside times have affected his family.
My wife and I had 8 children. Well, if we looked at these numbers right now, 4 of our children have remained in the state of Wyoming and 4 have not. We're losing our young people that equates to the workforce of Wyoming. And if we don't have a valid workforce, our economic growth is not going to happen. And that means that our populations and our opportunities are going to start constricting.
And that's why city and county officials, including Welling, voted unanimously for the ICE detention center, which made some Wyomingites, like longtime Evanston resident and former Democratic state legislator Sandra Meyer, pretty mad. She says most immigrants aren't criminals and don't deserve to go to jail. But both Meyer and Welling do agree that right now in the U.S., it's hard to have a reasonable conversation about immigration. So I traveled to Evanston to sit down with the two of them for our series, I Respectfully Disagree. They've both spent decades in public service hashing out big problems in their communities, making them great models for how to talk about hard things civilly. Meyer says she understands why Welling wants to see all his children and grandchildren have good-paying jobs in Evanston.
That's one of the things, as we look for industry or companies that want to come here, what kind of jobs are they going to be? Are they going to be hourly jobs? Are they going to be higher-paying jobs? Because if they're just lower-paying jobs, are these people going to be able to survive? Are they going to be able to find housing? I think we have to be discriminating as to what kind of industries and businesses and that type of thing we are attracting.
Yeah, so maybe you could continue that thought. Just, you know, what concerns do you have about the kind of jobs that this detention center would bring?
From what I understand, they have said that they are $21 an hour jobs. But as I've done research and found out, that in other facilities that they've had, they have in New Mexico, Texas, and California.
Here, Meyer is referring to the private Utah-based company Management Training Corporation, or MTC.
California, they might, because of the economy in California. But from what I understand, the other places are only paying like $12 to $14 an hour. So again, are these going to be the majority of jobs?
Yeah. What's your reaction to what she's having to say here, Craig, about some of the concerns about this particular company and its history?
Well, I think Sandra's wonderful.
Now he's going to tell you what I ended up, why he doesn't agree with me.
Right. And?
Well, in response to that, there's definitely some concern with some of the issues she brings forward. We're being told that these jobs will bring forward about $45,000 a year plus federal benefits. And some of the things that she's alluding to is very accurate. Those issues can enumerate from suicides to poor food to not clean facilities, you know, on and on and on. I think what Homeland Security or ICE is trying to do, and I think it's been demonstrated in this facility in Calexico, is they've become more aware of some of these issues and they're trying to step it up.
And I know that one of the concerns was whether or not Evanston will have immigration lawyers who can specialize in making sure that they are taking care of each of these people, you know, because like you said, most of them will just be civil cases, but they will need a pretty specialized representation.
This has been one of my concerns. In fact, we did meet with Craig and the county commissioners and our county attorney, and that was one of my questions. And her response was, there is one lawyer in Jackson. Otherwise, they have to depend on Salt Lake City. So will they be able to get legal services in a timely manner?
I mean, that might be a question that, you know, how could Evanston maybe bring those types of lawyers here? Is that a possibility? Is that something that the community is looking into? What kind of solution can you guys maybe come up with for that problem?
Some of the initial things that could be done as far as legal representation could be done through potential teleconferencing. That's done in criminal situations all over the United States at this point in time.
Does that reassure you?
Not really. Knowing and having worked with teleconferencing, you don't have that personal. And I'm going to go into my speech therapy background, and this is that there's different percentages, but 70% of communication is nonverbal. Okay, so 30% is going to be your words. So when you have teleconference, you're not having that interchange, actually, that I would think needs to take place.
Meyer is also worried about how an immigration detention center could affect Evanston's ability to attract tourists and new businesses, new families. She doesn't like that the center would be built near the state visitor center. Craig assured her it wouldn't be visible from there. Then the conversation took another turn.
I think there are some issues that we should address in terms of humane treatment of these folks while they are detained. But at the end of the day, according to our laws, they do not have the right to be on American soil. And some of the reasons for these laws is to avoid human trafficking, to avoid terrorism, to avoid drug trafficking, to avoid money laundering.
Well, I have some concerns from some of our very, very wealthy people in the United States who are money laundering and doing these things. I think we kind of stereotype. But, you know, looking at this as an actual facility, and they are prison rooms. Not only that, when they have people come and visit them like family, they have to speak to them through a two-way glass. It's not, this is a nice little thing and we're going to, you know, they are treated like prisoners, whether we like it or not. They're prisoners because they cannot leave.
Any thoughts on that?
Oh, you bet. I was at a restaurant here a couple of weeks ago and I had a Hispanic couple came to me, not once but twice, and I didn't invite it. I was eating and they came to me and they says, "Don't you back down." And I says, "What are you talking about?" He says, "We support this detention facility. We came here, we did the things that were required of us to become solid United States citizens, and we believe that that's the way it ought to be." So there's another point of view.
After that, we started wrapping up.
I think the important thing for the county commissioners as well as the mayor and the city council is that we keep an open mind. I think it's extremely important that we always have an open door so people who have an opinion or a concern can express them and express them freely, not feel intimidated doing that.
And I appreciate that we have had the opportunity to meet with the commissioners and to voice our opinion and any way that we can help, you know, in helping you make the decision, I think we would be willing to do.
I had to smile at our last meeting. I got the feeling they were trying to save us from ourselves.
We still are, but... So, well, I don't want you to be voted out because, no.
She's just trying to help her.
I'm just trying to help you, Craig.
And so that's how it's done by the masters. Sure, hold your position, but concede that the other guy has some good points. Crack some jokes. Be respectful. On a friendly note, we all parted ways. Now it's just a matter of waiting for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency to decide whether the company's proposal will even be approved. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.